Besides being St. Louis barbecue specialists, let's tell people what's new at Kenrick's.
In support of our local farmers, we are now carrying Missouri farm-raised beef in selected cuts. Come by while supplies last. Don't forget us for your next barbecue.
Kenrick's, celebrating 75 years of business.
Thank you to our front lines. We salute you. Call us 314-631-2440 or visit us at kenricks.com for more information.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first served, during the month of May. Please email to sales at 590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
You owe it to yourself to feel your absolute best when quarantine is over, and U.S. Men's Medical Center is here for you throughout these tough times. Not only does testosterone production decrease once you turn 30, things like stress and depression can affect it as well. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Get your energy, motivation, and focus back on track and schedule your appointment today online at usmensmedicalcenter.com or give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's. There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Right now, the average American is spending over 3 hours a day searching for news and updates on COVID-19. Take 5 minutes today, visit thehomeloanexpert.com, and let's see how much money we can save you with a refinance.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Cybergs and Arnold is now open, so head on over and get those shark bites fresh. You can still check in with your local Cybergs, Helen Fitzgerald's, and Twisted Tree for curbside orders. Select Cybergs locations and Helen's will still be slinging their curbside cocktails, growlers, and packaged beer, while Twisted Tree is serving a special menu with favorites from seafood, steak, and more. Check out Cybergs.com, HelenFitzgerald's.com, and TwistedTreeSteakhouse.com for menus, hours, and info on all locations.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gilman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gilmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Hot Shots Arnold, St. Charles in Wentzville, are now open. They cannot wait to serve you safely. Despite some changes, all regulations and safety protocols will be followed, including social distancing and limited seating. They want you to feel and be safe while visiting and enjoying your Hot Shots favorites, just like you have come to expect for the past 30 years. Call the Arnold, St. Charles, or Wentzville locations, or email customerservice@hotshotsnet.com with any questions. Thank you for continuing to support local.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny
Someone with similar intestinal problems. We've seen several people being delivered from the colostomy bag. Sotobasilium, disability with a child, some type of a learning disability. We've seen many, many children healed. We've seen midgets grow.
All right, I want that guy to be my preacher. He makes midgets grow.
That's I don't remember. He's one of those televangelist people. Oh, there's no jobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a new one. Make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and midgets to grow.
Robert Tilton is his name.
Oh, well, that says it all.
There you go.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, no.
Robert Tilton. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another day of Bizarreville.
He's the farting teacher, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Our farting preacher, not teacher.
These are some bizarre times we're in.
Yes.
More bizarre for us even than you folks, and hopefully before long, we'll actually be able to share with you what we mean by that. But for now, since that's a separate issue that we're trying to figure out on our end, let's talk about what we can all relate to, and that is simply, how you doing? How are you all doing? You are always welcome to call here, and you know, I kind of like to, I wouldn't mind hearing from people just letting us in on how's it going and what are you doing and how are you doing it. And the reason I say this is I brought in yet another today in this series of quarantine celebrities and what are they doing. And today they covered Henry Winkler. Now, if there's anybody that I can relate to.
The Fonz.
Yeah,
the Fonz.
It's Henry Winkler and his life. And wait till you hear the breakdown of what he and his wife are doing. I actually would rather hear about what you folks are doing. And I'm going to read it later just because I think it's hilarious that they think we care. I can relate to what Henry Winkler does.
I was shocked when I first saw Henry Winkler out of his Fonz character. And he's like so soft-spoken, and yeah. It was like,
well, on Night Shift, I mean, I totally lost all respect for the Fonz because he was the biggest nerd in Night Shift with Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Hey, look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
Hey. Walk in.
Yeah, Tim was at the front door. I said, hop in. I say that because he's got a knee brace on, and he's got a bad knee, and he's looking forward. No, not looking forward. He's got a surgery you want to get out of the way, right?
Thursday.
Supposed to be Thursday.
Yeah, if all goes well.
He's got a bad right knee.
So is there still a shot knee. You could get in Thursday? There's a
bad
chance.
Wee knee. There is a chance.
Oh, I get it. Did you hear what Dan did?
Yeah.
You get bad weenie.
Bad weenie.
Here we go. Here we go. Now we're off and running.
So can we just share with people? What's it called?
I tore my meniscus the third week I was on this show. Right. I couldn't walk for a month. You guys recall I had surgery. I've torn the left one now and sprained the MCL. And I have a bursa sac back there, and I'm in severe pain.
What? What was that?
Not a bursa sac, a Baker's cyst.
Baker's cyst.
I remember,
A puddle of, a pocket of fluid.
One time I had a Baker's sister.
Yeah. How was she?
Thank you.
Tastes like sugar.
Yeah.
and so getting an elective surgery these days is difficult. And, I miraculously got on the schedule.
This is not elective. Is it?
It's considered elective.
Well, that's wrong.
I can walk with pain the rest of my life, or I can elect
to
fix it.
That doesn't seem right.
Right.
Wow.
I agree. But they got me on. And I had to go out this morning and take an EKG, and tomorrow I was going to have to take a COVID-19 test.
Okay.
And blood work.
Okay.
And then have the surgery Thursday. And now the EKG came back abnormal. And so now I'm on hold.
Well, if they take that COVID test and they say you got it after you've been sitting here with us, don't tell us.
Well, let me tell you something. You joke. I told my buddies that I had lunch with on Saturday. I said, my biggest fear is that I'm asymptomatic and I'm going to test positive and I'm going to have to tell people here. That's my biggest fear.
And quite frankly, if you do, we just go sit in another room. Or you sit right there on the corner. Well, no, people can't see what I'm doing, but there's a corner in this room that's 12 feet from me. Right?
Yeah, but if he's got it, then so do we, because we're in like close proximity and all that.
The problem is that I'm worried that management would force everyone else on the show to quarantine for 14 days.
I'd have to take a week off of work.
2 weeks.
2 weeks off of work.
That's my fear. That's my honest fear. But now they told me not to come in for the test until my doctor authorizes the surgery in the first place. So now I might not have to go tomorrow and take it.
Wow.
Well, that's hard to follow.
I know.
I deserve. So we're glad you're with us.
Thank you.
No, I'm talking to the audience.
Oh.
Glad you're with us.
I'm glad you're here, Tim.
On this, the 11th of May, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
So here's the deal, folks. I'm going to give you our numbers. You're welcome to call and jump in, tell us your story, whatever. Next hour, Josh Bauman will be with us. He's our tech guy. Here are our numbers, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. We're going to get through this show, difficult though it may be, because little Richard is dead, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through.
Wow.
Little Richard. Now, Limey, you probably don't know
him. I know who Little Richard is, yeah.
Yeah, how do you know who he is?
I know him from Down and Out in Beverly Hills, and I know him from that song, Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, that
Tutti
song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a song. Guy that had maybe three hits, maybe four.
Right. Should I play some?
And to his credit, I don't know what relevant really means, but managed to stay in the business and touring
Tutti Frutti was kind of timeless. Like it didn't stick to a genre. It didn't stick to an age bracket. Like it was just.
I wonder.
It was just one of those.
And what is in the song? What's he saying? Tutti Frutti, all Rudy. Who's Rudy? Tutti Frutti. Well, hey, all
first
Rudy.
Of all, he had to actually sit down and put pen to paper the words. Wham bam 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 boom.
Right.
How long do you think it took him to write that?
All right. Should I play it?
Sure. See if you can hear what he says after. Is he saying old Rudy?
Yeah.
Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy.
Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Oh, bum 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 bum. I got a girl named Sue. She knows what to do. I got a girl named Sue.
Now, the interesting thing about this guy. I my wife actually found the article and says, wait, look at this. In the article, it said, Little Richard, real name, by the way, was Richard Penniman. It said, Little Richard, who was once gay. What? Once gay. And so his.
They cured him?
Well, his story is that he was gay and then he got religion and he saw the light and he wasn't gay anymore.
Oh.
Right.
So, as director of research, he sang All Rudy, spelled R-O-O-T-I-E, Tutti Frutti, All Rudy, and that's slang for All Right.
No, I didn't know that.
So that's, there you go.
Didn't that slang didn't catch on very well, because I've never heard anybody say, hey, would you, why don't you stop and get me a milkshake? Oh, Rudy.
The original lyrics to it were Tutti Frutti, Good Booty, and the record and the record company said, tone it down. That was too risque.
Well, they should have.
Right? Yeah. I think it would have been a hit, then.
Tutti Frutti, Good Booty.
Good Booty. I'm now going to sing that for the rest of my life.
Tutti Frutti, Good Booty.
Tutti Frutti, Good Booty.
Yep. Or just go ahead and push it as far as you can. It didn't have to be Tutti Frutti. It could have been Tutti Ina, a vagina. I mean, it could have been anything.
Tutti Ina.
Well, you got to rhyme Rudy.
Vagina.
Don't use. Hold on. Let me try this again. If you write Tutti Frutti, you have to rhyme something with Frutti, and there's not much to rhyme it with.
Snooty. Right.
Okay. Tutti Frutti, you're so snooty.
Booty, tutti.
Tutti Frutti, you're so snooty. But you got a nice booty. We just rewrote it. Ours is better.
And that's incredible.
Tutti Frutti, my duty to hit that booty.
We just made it better. Come back, Richard. We got it redone for you. So he's dead at 87, which, again, is confusing to younger people because you're told, well, don't have a lot of unprotected sex and don't do drugs. Well, what? He made it to 87. He did all kinds of stuff, I think.
I thought he died years ago, so I was kind of shocked when you said he just died this Friday.
Mm-hmm. I think it was either Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
And, so there you go. Another one. There's another rapper passed away, too, but I just decided I'm not going to keep doing the rapper thing, but it's too sad, and it's just too painful. The idea of not having that music anymore. We have a couple of calls. Here are the numbers one more time. We will get the Burke segment in. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. I would love to talk to Priscilla. Priscilla, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am so am in the Pam, you guys. It hurts.
Oh, I love that.
Where does it hurt?
Yeah, where?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
I'll be over to find out right after the show.
Well, that's why I was going to tell you where I am, guys. So
where are you?
In this quarantine, I take a regular trip. I go to the Great Rivers Greenway, and I catch the trail and Fenton at the Arnold's Grove Head. And it's a 6.5-mile round-trip walk all along the Merrimack, and it's beautiful.
It sounds beautiful, and what a great day to do it today.
Yeah, no kidding.
So here's what I'm doing. So I'm listening to you guys. I'm walking. I have my earbuds in, and I am cracking up, and people walking by me are like, what in the hell's the matter with her?
Well, so, well, too bad for them.
I know. I'm going to look at them and go, hey, be AM and the PM, dudes.
Yeah, right?
Or replace dude with losers.
Let them know.
Be AM and the PM, losers.
That is even better.
Yeah, it is. And then when they go, what does that mean? Well, that just really means they're losers if they don't even know what it means. So, Priscilla, if I might ask, how old are you?
I am your favorite age.
What is that?
That's in your imagination.
No. How old are you? Come on.
All right. I'm 62.
Yes. That is my favorite age. You sound like you're 32.
Pretty good at identifying ages, and I would have been way off that.
I would have said younger.
I would have said 40s.
It's all in your mind, you guys. All in your mind.
It is in your mind. And when you're AM and the PM, 62 is like 32.
Exactly right.
Well, glad you're having a nice walk, and I'm glad you're keeping us with you.
A great walk.
Thank you.
All the time.
Thank you, Priscilla.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop and just listen to her voice and her tone and how happy she is. That's what AM the PM does. In the midst of all this, listen to her. She's happy. You know why? Because we're with her on her walk. Yeah. That's why. Mm-hmm.
And when she said bye-bye, she said it in a cute and fun and friendly way. When you hear John Landoff say bye-bye, you think he's about to go commit an act of cannibalism.
Mm.
He goes, bye-bye.
Yeah. Ooh, friend over for dinner.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Apparently George here has a traffic bulletin. George, are you with us?
Yeah, this is George in 590 Traffic Center.
Mm-hmm.
270 northbound at 170 is shut down. Only one lane open on the right. And I guarantee it's backed up to probably McDonnell Douglas, but I tell you what, there's more people on the road today
McDonnell
than
Douglas
in the last
McDonnell Boulevard.
Oh, Boulevard.
Is that right?
I'm sorry.
A few miles.
Yeah, my bad.
That's all right.
But, this first traffic jam I've encountered in 2.5 months.
So it's northbound 270 starting where and going back to where again?
You're going northbound, and right before 170, everybody's getting over to the right lane. So right before 170 northbound, or 270 northbound, right before 170, they got everybody. There's people driving in the grass.
First of all, the fact that we have a traffic jam the last 8 weeks is kind of rare.
I know.
Because there's
not the volume of traffic. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, I go to work in the morning, and it's like NASCAR out there. You know, I'm doing 60, and people are blowing by me doing 90.
What kind of work do you do, George?
I'm a building engineer for CBRE.
I wish I knew what that meant. But
so I'm looking at my wage app.
I take care of properties and stuff like that. So I'm the George, Chicken George, because you never say it, but I'm the guy that was fighting cancer, still fighting cancer, doing well, thanks to you guys.
Good for you. What, Tim?
On the Waze app on my phone, there is a major crash that's just past the intersection of northbound 270 and I-70, and it's backed up, as he said, almost all the way to McDonald Boulevard.
Whoa.
So that's a good couple miles. Man. But it's a major... I don't usually get the major crash app on this symbol, but I'm getting it now.
All right. Well,
so
George,
something bad went down.
You just did a lot of people a big favor. Now they can jump off before they get caught in that. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, no problem. And Frank, thank you so much for your show. Tim, I love you. I know you were going to come and I know where I got your phone number. I'm coming to your house.
I did.
But no, it's all good. It's all good, man. I love your show. Dan, you crack me up.
Dan who?
I hope.
Buffa?
Dan Buffa?
Dan Buffa, he does a great
thing. Theo as well.
Oh, Theo's doing great. And, thank you, George.
Yeah, I just opened up. It just opened up right at 170 and 270. So
there you go.
Here you go. Here's another wreck right above.
Well, be careful, George.
There's another wreck.
We'd hate to have a listener make it through cancer and then die in a car wreck, so be careful.
That'd be terrible.
I will. All right.
Hi, George.
Thank you. AM and PM.
Thank you very much. There you go. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody. You're welcome.
Thank you. So they opened up the bars and restaurants in Jefferson County, Franklin County, St. Charles County over the weekend. And I went and had lunch inside of a restaurant on Saturday for the first time in 7 weeks.
Was it really crowded?
I had never been to this place before. The salad I had was one of the most fantastic salads I've ever had. They were not requiring social distancing. It was a C-shaped bar inside this place. It was in Jefferson County in Fenton. It's a C-shaped bar, and every chair was full. And nobody freaked out. Nobody was wearing masks. The tables that they had out in the dining room were spread up, but you could tell they'd removed some tables, and the people sitting at tables were a good 6 feet apart, but they had a steady flow of business. I got the last parking spot, and that was at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, which isn't a prime dinner eating time. So, you know, I know people in my family would not have done that. I know my mom sure as hell wouldn't have done it.
Done it in a minute.
Well, it was just amazing to have to be able to relax and talk to somebody in a public environment. You don't realize how much you miss it until all of a sudden you go and do it one time and you realize how much you missed it.
Yeah. Right. And I'm trying my best not to say what I would do or wouldn't do or what I think. Because people take it as I'm condoning it, I'm encouraging. I'm not condoning or encouraging anything. I'm just telling you, for me, I'd go in 2 seconds. I wouldn't even give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think in the last 2 weeks more than 2 days have gone by where I haven't shaken hands with somebody. Yeah. Now, that don't write me and say, well, are we trying to kill everybody? No, that's just me.
So you know what was on TV? And this is what, and we were actually watching this, and we actually started betting on it, the three guys I was with, a cornhole tournament. They have a professional cornhole.
Now
league,
you're talking.
Beanbag toss game, you know, with the boxes with the hole in them, and you throw the bags. It used to be filled with corn.
What does a play-by-play sound like?
That was just what I was getting to. They had the audio off, but I did play-by-play for a long time. I'm trying to imagine, how would I do play-by-play? And Frank steps up to the line, and he's going to throw with the right hand this time, and he tosses it. Bag goes counterclockwise in the air, lands in the hole. You know, all right, now it's Trevor's turn. Trevor is going to throw his right handed as well. And, oh, he just missed the hole.
There are only like 10 calls you could make. He made it. He missed. It was to the left. It was to the right. Or it was too short. It was too long.
Or you bump somebody off.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Now, if you're on the actual board and not in the hole, you still get points, right?
Yeah, because when that round is over, if none of the bags went in the hole, I believe it's closest bag to the hole.
Okay.
Or closest bags to the hole. I believe you can accumulate points.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Snickers sponsors this tour. They had Snickers signage all over this venue. There's no fans. And these guys each had individual sponsors like NASCAR drivers.
Wow.
These guys are sponsored. And the tour is sponsored. A friggin' carnival tournament.
I almost said, I like CH. But if I'd said it, I know what would happen. Limey would grab it, isolate it, and then for the next 10 years, I got to hear how much I like CH.
Right.
But I do. I like to play it. I enjoy it.
It's a fun game. It's easy.
But do you want to watch it on TV for 3 hours?
No.
Washes.
Yeah, Limey, I told you before, a couple of years ago, I told you this right after you started working on the show, I found more than one dart tournament that's big over in Europe.
It's huge.
And it's kind of the same thing. They have a play-by-play guy. Well, as you know, Zuckerman has won for the last 2 years. He's won three different major titles in dart tournaments, and he looks relaxed today. We know he's battling the flu a couple of weeks ago, but he looks to be in fine form as he picks up the dart. Oddly enough, in his left hand, he picked it up. He's a right-handed thrower. It's like they never ran out of things to talk about. It's darts.
Now, there's a second TV. And if you thought the cornhole tournament watching was boring or bad, on the other TV was a cash money tournament that had a $195,000 prize pool. Wow. And it was of people playing video games against each other.
Wow.
Televised live.
And millennials love to watch other people play video
games. They do.
The only thing that made it fun for me was that it was a Madden football tournament. I mean, watching, you know, Jumanji or
some actual
witchcraft
sports.
Or whatever wouldn't interest me at all. But actually watching a game, that's how bored I was. I actually was paying attention to an animated football game.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
That was my entertainment.
My wife and I actually went in a couple places over the weekend where, you know, very few people had masks. You could sit at the bar. You could sit at a table.
Right.
And we had a little appetizer, and she had a Cosmopolitan. That's a chick drink. And I had my club soda and lime, because I am losing weight. And we watched TV, and on the TVs, there were two things that she was asking me about. One was female wrestlers, but they were doing the what you see wrestlers do, the fake stomping and the fake hitting.
Was that on WWE?
No, yeah. The choreographed slams down on the back.
Yeah.
And, so that she kind of understood. And another screen, they had a couple of UFC guys, mixed martial. I said, this is the one that's not fake. Because she said, man, it looked just like he kicked him. I said, oh, he did kick him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
How MMA. Do they not break their feet? Because bare feet, they kick guys in the skull.
I'm sure some of them break their toes and stuff like that.
They have
Do you remember when Holly Holmes fought Ronda Rousey?
Oh.
And Holly Holmes kicked Ronda in the face and it broke Ronda's face? Like, it broke her jaw, that one kick. I mean, so I can imagine they break toes and stuff like that.
What kind of woman wants to do that?
A woman that doesn't like being sexually harassed. Yeah.
Well, she won't be. If you get a date and it's a blind date and they go, by the way, I want you to meet your blind date, Ronda Rousey, I'm not trying anything with her.
She made a cameo as herself in an episode of Entourage in the last season. Might have even been Entourage the movie. I can't remember. But Turtle, the little pudgy guy who actually lost a bunch of weight, tried to hit on her and ask her out. And she's, you know, she kind of blew him off, and then finally he kept asking her. She's like, "I'll tell you what."
Keyword there is off.
If you can last 1 minute in the round with me, without tapping out,
you can have sex with me.
Pretty much. Ooh. That's what she told him.
Wow.
That she'd go out with him and, okay. And would
say the odds on that are in her favor.
So she had him in a thing where she's like, tap out or break your arm. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And she broke his arm.
Ooh. And did he get the episode?
Still worth it. He did. I think, as I recall, I believe he did.
Still worth it.
With a broken, yeah. You can have sex with a broken arm.
Which, oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, would you let somebody break your arm to have sex with anybody?
Well.
It depends. Is it Ronda Rousey?
On a Kornikova?
Yeah, she could break my arm and have sex with her. Yeah, you kidding me?
Three-way, Kornikova and Aniston break both arms.
Yep, okay. Done. I don't need my arms.
So 6 weeks, I'll be all right.
I need my hands, man. That's okay.
I'm probably breaking during.
My fingers during. Still free.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Look at these calls. Let's take the guy with the most interesting name first. Frank, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
Hey, when you were doing the announcing for the darts, I'm surprised Limey didn't throw more in. When I used to live in England, they used to have dart tournaments on TV all the time.
I've always heard that.
It's a big money competition over there. They got like sponsorships and deals and everything.
Frank, there are a couple of channels here. I don't remember what channel I was, probably BBC. Mm-hmm. There, I found a couple of different places where I saw dart tournaments.
My dad used to watch that all the time. They used to have like nighttime game shows that revolved around darts.
And I like darts, but I don't understand the dart board. Because to me, everybody's goal should be get the bullseye in the middle. But that's not it. No. It's numbered. And you go...
Yeah, well, triple 20. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. See, that's from Bullseye. What did they say? Okay, in Bullseye, right, the highest score you wanted to get was 180, and that was three triple 20s. The triple 20 is more than the bullseye.
Where is that point on the board? The triple 20.
That is on your 20. That is this. You know, you've got your rings
from the inside out.
Yeah, that is the second. That's the second ring.
Well, they're triangled, so it's the lower one because the higher one is double 20.
Oh no, we lost. Frank.
You got a regular 20, you got a double, and then you got a triple.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the triple is the one in the
The bottom of
in
the
bottom.
Right, here's a portion of the long list of games I don't know how to play.
Oh man,
chess.
Frank.
Okay, not how to play chess.
Yeah, chess. That's boring.
I don't know how to play dominoes.
Love playing dominoes.
Somebody supposed to like?
Yeah, I don't either.
He did.
Yeah,
I got him. Oh, I love checkers as well.
Well, checkers,
it's fun.
It's easy, and you can. But chess, I'd like to know, but I really don't think I'm smart enough to play chess. The other is the dominoes. I've never tried hard to figure out dominoes. And then the darts. I have a dart board, but I shoot for the middle.
Do you know how to play craps?
Crap table in the casino?
Yeah.
I know most of the game.
I don't.
But it's never
a game I was able to conquer.
Well, there are like 300 different bets you can make.
I know.
So
I don't know how to strategize it.
If you walked up to a crap table, would you know how to just make a basic bet?
I know. Yeah, I mean, you could put like 10 on eight or 10 on 9 or 10 on 7 if a number's going to come up, you know, and then there's certain odds.
The basic way to play is you walk up to the crap table, take $10, put it on, it says pass lie, put it on the pass lie. That's how you start.
And then how do we win?
If the shooter throws a 7 or an 11, you just doubled your money. If they shoot a 2, 3, or 12, you just lost your money.
Okay. Okay.
If they shoot a 6 or an 8 or a 5 or a 4 or whatever, that's your point. So what they do is they take that disc and they put it on 6.
Okay.
You keep throwing the dice. Your goal is to roll a 6 before you roll a 7, because that's your point.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, you win. If you roll a 7, unlike the first throw where a 7 you win, 7, and they'll say 7 out. 7 kills you.
Okay.
So your number is your point.
Right.
You don't want a point of 4. The points you want are 6 and 8, because the two easiest numbers to roll after 7 are 6 and 8.
Okay.
And you can make a fortune and make side bets on 6 and 8. Which I used to do, and I used to think I've got this figured out.
People who play it get more excited playing that than any other game in the casino.
It's the most screaming at any table in the casino. But there are also people who know they just throw chips everywhere. And the most interesting part of it to me is that the guys in the pit can actually follow what the bettors are doing. I don't know how they do
it. I don't either.
It's a very weird, confusing, complicated game. But if you just want to go up and shoot dice, just put some money on the pass line and hope, come on, 7, come 11.
Right.
And hope for a 7-11 or at least a point that you make. That's the basic
guys, game. There's guys that go in and they strategize and they watch people that are rolling and they see they'll roll a point and then they keep sevening out. So then people will go on the don't pass.
Right.
And they're betting on
the opposite.
Yeah,
if you put your money on don't pass, if the shooter rolls a 7 or an 11, you lose.
So it's not, there is no strategy. It's luck. Whereas blackjack
it's
and stud.
It's absolute luck.
Oh, yeah.
And blackjack and card games, you can strategize in those games.
You make a call.
Right.
Craps is absolutely luck.
Total luck. Okay.
Like the roulette wheel is luck.
Right. I figured roulette out.
Did you? Sure you did. John is back with us. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing there? I'm aiming the piano.
Well, thank you, John. What's going on?
Hey, I want to ask you guys a question. Remember when that, what was it back in the 70s when Bobby Riggs faced up against Martino Navratilova?
No, he faced Billie Jean King.
Yeah. I was just, someone offered Mike Tyson like $50 million to come out and box someone. Why can't he fight against Ronda Rousey? What's her name? Ronda Rousey or whatever her name
is? Rousey.
Would that be fair? Would that be, you got a 55-year-old ex-boxer against a...
Well, he'd kill her.
It's different sports.
He'd kill her.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, if she can kick.
No. Ronda Rousey would knock him out because she's got that back kick or whatever. Because
she's a kicker and a fighter. Yeah. He's just a boxer. Would Mike Tyson be allowed to kick?
He wouldn't
need to. Well, he could bite your ear off.
If it was only boxing, I don't know.
I say you let him do his thing and her do her thing. I'm convinced. I put my money on him.
Yeah.
One punch. That's all he needs.
Mike Tyson can bite your ear off. He can rip her leg off. He can bite her leg off. That would be fair.
Anything else?
Real quick. Who do you think's more? Yeah. Anyway, man, I want to ask you a question. Who's the most tootiest fruitiest? Little Richard or Liberace?
John, your questions are beyond interesting.
Well, I think I was funny, but anyway, that's okay. I appreciate you letting me get on the air. Have a good day.
Thank you. At least he's learned to wrap it up. You gotta give him credit.
He's cutting short.
Used to just go and go and go. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm hurting.
AM and PM.
Thank you. What's up?
I just wish that the previous caller would wrap it up sooner, but
he's getting there. He's getting better as he goes.
That's okay, but I have found out that with the situation the way it is right now, that there's folks that have been laid off, myself included, and lots of folks are really hurting right now. But there are also some companies out there that are looking to hire folks that have certain skills and things. So there is some hope out there. So that
are you laid off temporarily, indefinitely, for good?
I'm done with the company that I worked for before.
And you're done. That's their call or your call?
Well, it was one of those things where they just didn't have enough work to go ahead, and they laid off about a third of their people. So they're done.
You obviously want to go back to work.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of work do you do?
Aviation, and which is pretty crazy with the 737. Max situations
When you say aviation, you could work in the control tower, you could be a baggage handler. What sort of
aviation manufacturing.
Okay.
So,
well, I hope you get back to work. I do. I hope everybody gets back to work.
Well, you and me both, pal. So we have some mutual friends. Obviously, Dr. Doug Watanabe is one of them, and it's one of these deals for. I just really hope to working with a company right now to try and see what I can do about.
How old are you, Tim?
Employed, so it's all good.
How old are you?
65.
Okay. Well, good luck, because the world in this country, people tend to not look at older people the way they do in some other countries, where older people are appreciated and revered, and they like to talk to them because of their wisdom. And here, we're ready to kind of kick you to the curb after 60.
Yeah, well, this company has some interest in some of the skills that I've developed over the years, and it's one of those things where I have learned how to do some very specialized skills, and they're interested. So
good. I hope you get it. I say you'll get it.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm going to have it all nighter tonight, pulling some photographs together of work that I've done in the past to get to them. But
I'd love to be able to say I'm going to have an all nighter tonight and have it have nothing to do with work. That would be great.
Right.
It's kind of like college days, you know, where you just go ahead and
cramming for an exam.
Coffee flowing.
You bet. All right. Good luck. Good luck, Tim.
Well, thank you very much, and you're an aviation guy. I know that, and you understand how things can go. It's a really big roller coaster ride, and it makes a screaming eagle look like nothing, you know, being in the aviation biz right now. But want to let the people out there that are involved as their mainstream endeavor being in aviation that there are. Just keep going. Don't give up.
Well, it'll come back. Hopefully, it won't take so long that guys like you, by the time it does, you know, are 70 or whatever. I just hope it comes back for you quickly.
You and me both, pal, because I just bought myself a house because the company I was working for had the best year ever in their history. And so I bought a house, and then very shortly thereafter, I got laid off. So it's like, cow.
Well, what you did is you gave yourself a great motivator. I told my boys this may not make sense to a lot of people. When I was younger and things were really starting to look a little bit lean and going nowhere and stagnating, I would buy something that I shouldn't have bought. And now my motivation is I want to be able to pay for it.
Right.
And for me, it actually worked. And buying this house, well, seriously, and buying this house, whether you realize it or not, will actually increase your motivation to get to work and get a job and help make it happen, I hope.
Well, I used to run a little business. I was self-employed, sole proprietorship, and I was making it, and then there were some issues that came up that caused that to have to go away, but I'm still working on it, and business is helping me with this current business that I'm looking to get employed by. So
I will again. Good luck.
It's good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Tim.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll never use that expression. We're all in this together.
Right.
We are. I just hate that expression.
We're all in this together.
Because we're in it at different levels. All right. Let's see what he just did. I said I hate the expression, and then he uses it right in front of me. Right after
telling you. He's a changed man in the last 6 months.
Something happened.
There is an entity that has invaded his body and has stayed there. Yeah,
there's an
and isn't going away anytime soon. He's a different man.
I hope that dad little, now. I got well, this dad joke.
That's all the more reason you don't want that little jokes. Boy to pick up this, whatever this is.
No kidding.
Edge. Go to Richard. Richard, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. Thanks for putting me on.
You bet.
And just wanted to remind you guys that we're all in this together.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Richard. Bring this together, buddy.
That's a good one. I'm going to write that down.
So I just had a few documentaries that I kind of, my taste run similar to yours, and I didn't know if you had seen or not.
Lay them on us.
The first one's called McMillions.
I know what it is, the Monopoly McDonald's thing. I've not watched it yet.
It's too long.
Yes.
But see, that's why I haven't watched it, because
they need to shorten it.
Yeah, thank you. Because I've heard, once somebody says, well, it's 10 episodes, they could have done it in 3, I'm kind of out already.
That's it.
I'm tired of those where they try to get a whole season out of something that's a 2-hour story.
And that may be so. It's hard for me to tell, but the story is kind of riveting how they came across and how these guys managed to get all these million-dollar game pieces and distribute them, and how the FBI tracked it. But I get what you're saying completely.
Well, I love documentaries. Hit me with another one.
Okay, the other one is second one is I Love You Now Die. That's the one about the girl who was texting that she used to be out with.
Yes.
To commit suicide, and like he was in the car. There's a lot more to the story than just a little bit to be known. I mean, she's. Of course, like horrible.
You sounded great until you didn't. So I don't know what you changed with your phone. And it's technique, not signal.
Yeah, I went underground two of that. So, hear me, but the third one is called Valiant.
With a V, Valiant?
Yeah, Valiant. I'm trying. It's actually like the Las Vegas Knights hockey team. They went to the Stanley Cup final the year before the Blues.
Okay.
And this kind of, even though it doesn't seem that riveting, it really was, because they kind of show you just a little bit how it started and how the players were drafted and how each team had to give up a player. The Blues gave up David Perron. And all the pundits were saying, God, they'll be lucky if they finish last. They're going to be horrible. And then, like, a week before the season starts, they show all these shots coming down from Mandalay Bay at this concert. So they kind of fold that Las Vegas shooting into the beginning of the season. And then they just kind of track how this team ends up just doing remarkable when the expectations could not have been lower for them throughout it.
And how many episodes?
It's like one.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, wow. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
What is that on?
It's on Prime.
Okay.
Amazon.
We have Prime.
They lose their starting goaltender like the second game of the season. Then they lose their backup goaltender. Then they lose that backup goaltender, and then they still manage to like make it. It's actually, it surprised me how well done it was.
No, I'd watch that. One episode, you bet.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for getting me on, guys.
All right, Richard. Thank you.
All right.
We're always open here to suggestions about, especially if you're at home and you're stuck at home and, you know, what to watch. Because there's so much. You'll never run out of good stuff to watch anymore.
Should we wait to Tuesday to talk about those things? Or is that fair game on any day? Or should we just concentrate that on Tuesday?
Anytime somebody has something, we'll take it. Josh Bauman's coming up here. And this sort of is something for him and for Buffa, so maybe we'll talk about it more when he gets in here. But this morning I just read, this is more bad news for Dish and DirecTV and Spectrum, and that is now that, if I read it correctly, through YouTube, if you have YouTube TV or whatever, you can now watch CBS. Well, what's next? ABC, NBC? You don't need. Wow. You're not going to need any Dish, Direct, or Spectrum or anything. I can tell you, the cord people know these cords are about to be cut more and more every day. They got to come up with something. And how about this, if you're listening, because I have Dish Network. Here's a suggestion. Why don't you cut your ridiculous rates that you charge, because you're losing customers every day. I like Dish, but I'm coming closer and closer to doing this. I got Amazon and YouTube, Apple TV.
Yeah,
because for less money, I could, you know, I still have plenty of stuff to watch. Anybody else? Perk segment? Anything?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, I really don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. I know this will sound a little ridiculous, but I've saved two columns. Money lost, money saved. I've saved considerable money not being able to go out to restaurants and eat because my wife doesn't cook. So we do still do what we did before. But what we don't do, when you go out to eat, you are going to spend four times as much as if you DoorDash or go pick it up and bring it home. You just don't. So we've saved money there. And I've saved a significant amount of money by not going to the casino. I have, and I haven't had to go in for some therapy or get online and gamble.
Do you miss the casino? Like, are you jonesing for it?
I do, but I know now that I can certainly live without it. It's not that big a deal. When they open, I'll go back.
Can't you play that game that you are addicted to? Can't you find an online version of it?
I can, but I don't trust online.
Oh.
I don't trust. If I had a significant win, I don't trust them to pay me.
I get you.
And it's just different.
Would you be okay with playing it, but without real money?
No, like, no, I have no interest in that.
Right.
No, absolutely not. I've been invited 100 times to somebody say, we're playing penny ante poker. No.
Right.
When you play 100 ante poker, call me. And I don't even want to sit and play regular poker. So that's a great question. I don't like to play games just for fun. You know what it's like? Oh, I always bet on golf when I played.
Do you really?
When I played.
Wow.
Always.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It's sort of like in the past, I've been on the Super Bowl, and even though I don't know sports, the game is so much more fun when you got money
on
it.
No doubt. Hear, hear.
Oh, it just is, especially if it's a close game. Now you're into it, whether you know anything about it or not. You got money on it. All right, boy, that was a quick hour. Josh Bauman, I see him in the next room. He just came out of the green room. If you have a tech question, he's your guy, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. News is next. We're glad you're with us. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Well, changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump is touting the nation's testing program at a White House news briefing this afternoon.
In the span of just a few short months, we've developed a testing capacity unmatched and unrivaled anywhere in the world, and it's not even close.
Trump says testing is at the core of his plan to safely and gradually reopen America. Trump has consistently rejected complaints about the availability and reliability of testing across the U.S. He's also argued that testing is up to governors. Senators have returned for a second straight week of work after their long coronavirus recess. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate committees will be attacking coronavirus.